Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're tuned in to Columbo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio. Follow the mover and shaker, award-winning author and host, seen on TV and radio, Rose Columbo. Every Wednesday, Rose interviews prominent experts and authors on politics and social justice. Call in and listen or ask the guests a question at 646-564-9742. Now, here's Rose.
Hi, patriots around the world, and especially here in the good old USA, where we have loyal, patriotic Americans who are waking up to the fact that there are evil people around the world who are plotting against the USA and Europe to take us down, and Canada, all free nations, all Western civilization. It is no secret. It is written and stated, a strategic goal to do so. And so I'm doing three parts, part one, part two, and part three, on fake refugees to incite civil unrest. Foreign refugees aren't always foreign refugees. And this is part three. It's educational and thought-provoking and a warning to keep your eyes open, your ears open. Speak up, stand up for America. Vote out the evil ones. Vote out the rhinos. Vote out the Democrats. It is pretty obvious that the majority of Democrats have something to hide, and they are guilty, and they support a non-vetted man who is an Indonesian national and who is a generational, by birthright, Muslim Kenyan subject of Great Britain, and according to the experts, law enforcers, his own family, and the Kenyan parliament, and publications, and forensic experts willing to testify and have evidence, and detectives and sheriffs, and his own, and from the lips of his own brother, who said he's dishonest, a fake, and a con, a fraud, and a con. So there you have it, and that's what the Democrats and the snowflakes and the liberals and the socialists and the communists are supporting, is a non-vetted man who jetted about for 8 years on taxpayers' money in Air Force One, which costs about $87,000 to just start up one way, and lives in mansions. So that's the way it goes here in America. So I'm doing a part three today on refugees, foreign refugees who aren't foreign refugees. And I think it's very important that we understand who we're dealing with. So, and what is happening, because we have our lives and we have to worry about feeding our kids and our grandkids and keeping a roof over everybody's heads and so forth. So be prepared for anything. Stock up on water if you can, and be prepared for anything, any kind of natural disaster, any civil unrest, anything at all. So all foreign refugees who assimilate and seek refuge from their foreign tyrannical laws or persecution by their foreign leaders are welcome as legal refugees. But what happens when there are millions of radicals and terrorists who are foreign enemies and enter into the USA with the blessings of the State Department, who constraints on the quotas for Muslims only? And what happens if the federal government is paying them a financial incentive promised by the Obama regime for every Muslim they bring into the USA, and they slide on vetting for health care checks, they slide on vetting for religion? Are they really Christian refugees? Because under Obama's executive order of 2009, it's under the guise that they are entering and escaping Sharia law and entering into our country under the guise of Christian refugees. So how many are actually Christian refugees? So far, nearly none, because their own terrorist groups are slaughtering them and committing genocide over in their own countries against their own people who all were born in the Middle East in one of those 57 countries. There are about 1 billion Muslims who live in the Middle East. So do they plan on migrating all of them into the USA, Canada, and Europe is my question to you. So what is the definition of jihad? Let's clear it up, because Linda Sarsour is now back tracking along with her associates. In the modern standard Arabic, the term jihad is used for a struggle for causes, both religious and secular. The Hans Wurt Dictionary of Modern Written Arabic defines the term as fight, battle, jihad, holy war. And upon graduation from the University of Holy War, they are quoted in major newspapers of stating that they graduate to commit jihad against all infidels. And the definition is fight, battle, jihad, holy war against the infidels as a religious duty. So this is their duty, and they are allowed to lie and backtrack and try to convince the American people, the Europeans, and the Canadians that they are the victims. They are not the victims if they did not come here as refugees fleeing their tyrannical Sharia laws but came to impose their laws on U.S. soil. They are not legal refugees. They are radicalized foreigners who come here to impose their law, their Sharia law, in our nation and demand that we comply, or else they commit a myriad of different types of jihad, such as jihad by court, jihad by lawsuit, and as we know, they filed many, many lawsuits against American businesses and churches and airlines and workplaces and so forth. So there is a difference between the real Christian refugees from the Middle East who were Muslims and escaped and are fleeing from the terrorist groups to live in a peaceful country like America and assimilate and be Americans and pledge their allegiance to America, versus allowing foreign enemies to enter into the USA who want to change and transform America into a Muslim nation or a communist nation. For example, if the communist Chinese invaded, or communist Russia invaded, or North Korea, or any of those countries, they would try to impose their communist dictatorship on our soil against our people, and we would be indefinitely detained, or they would commit genocide and execute us, like we've seen throughout history. Those people have no empathy for human life. You are a number. And we are getting to the point where in America we are not valuing the unborn baby, and we are being encouraged by people like Linda Sarsour to kill the future natural-born citizens by abortion, by her leading American women who are pro-abortion to kill their own babies, which reduces the population of natural-born Americans. And as we stand now, our population is being reduced by abortion and wars and diseases and cancer and chemtrails that allegedly are causing respiratory diseases and cancer and Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's is now one of the top 10 diseases in the USA. So we need to address these issues of what is a refugee versus what is not a refugee, a legal refugee here in the USA. But this being part three, we are down to why is the State Department alleged to be receiving incentives from the federal government, and those are financial incentives, for every Muslim they approve entry into the USA, which means that they are bypassing all the people from South America and from Japan and China and Asia and all of Europe and Canadians who are standing in line to become Americans and legal Americans who want to assimilate, who want to be a part of America, be proud Americans and uphold the Constitution and fight for our freedom. Those are the people that we need in our country to migrate as legal refugees. So why is the State Department not halting the entry of Muslims into the USA from 57 quotas, since they've already exceeded their quotas, because they are one people under the same political law and religion and ideologies, which are bonded together and cannot be separated. And they are making an exception, with the Congress allowing it to happen, of unconstrained quotas for Muslims only. And this is without vetting them to see if they are truly a Christian refugee and a refugee fleeing from persecution by their own leaders in their own countries. If that's the case, then they are legally here as refugees. If that is not the case, then they are foreign enemies who are here to impose their Sharia law on America and replace the Constitution with Sharia law, which is treason and traitors and sedition. So when Linda Sarsour calls out for jihad against the White House and the president on worldwide television, and then she also calls out for the Muslims to be enraged every morning at our government, that is inciting, in my opinion, civil unrest on U.S. soil, and we have to be very careful about civil unrest, because the Clinton, Obama, and Bush regime signed the Patriot Act, and they did not oppose the NDAA law against Americans that denies due process of law to Americans only. They did not oppose Obamacare, which I wrote in 2009 is unconstitutional and illegal and borders on extortion from the American people, because they are putting an imaginary gun to our heads and telling us to buy a consumer product we may or may not need or want to purchase with our own money after taxes. And there is no guarantee that they are going to provide anything, because Obamacare includes death panels, unaffordable health care, a Cadillac tax, and also includes the Cadillac tax and punishment, excessive fines and excessive penalties and taxes that aren't taxes. So this is part three of explaining the importance of a legal foreign refugee, legal foreign Christian refugee, versus a foreign enemy being slipped into our country while our government is allowing it, and they are not properly vetting the refugees for health care checks and for their backgrounds as to whether or not they are linked to a radical group and they are radicalized or linked up with ISIS or some other terrorist group, but and are not Christian refugees as required by Obama's executive order of 2009. So the State Department, in my opinion, would be in violation of Obama's executive order as well, and our legal immigration and refugee laws, in order to accept the alleged financial incentives that are being paid by the federal government with our tax dollars for every Middle East person they bring into the USA. So on that note, I hope it's clear to you that we must vet every foreigner who enters our country, just like they vet Americans now, extremely vet Americans, even to fly to Grandma's house. but not the foreigners that they are bringing and migrating into our country as refugees. So thank you for listening. God bless you, and God bless America. And stay tuned on Wednesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. when we have special guests on Colombo Chronicles Live.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.